always look forward to the psalm meditation that I give once a month. This gives us an opportunity to pause and to think about the poetry of the psalms, to understand it, and really to see Jesus through the psalm meditation. So today I'm going to read Psalm 81, and we're going to be singing it through the month. Listen as I read God's word from Psalm 81. If you want to follow along in your Bibles in your seats, it's page 676. Psalm 81. To the chief musician, on an instrument of Gath, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud to God our strength. Make a joyful shout to the God of Jacob. Raise a song and strike the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the lute. Blow the trumpet at the time of the new moon, at the full moon on our solemn feast day. For this is a statute for Israel, a law of the God of Jacob. This he established in Joseph as a testimony. When he went through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language I did not understand, I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were freed from the baskets. You called in trouble, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, if you listen to me, there shall be no foreign gods among you, nor shall you worship any foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not heed my voice, and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them over to their own stubborn heart, to walk in their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord would pretend submission to him, but their fate would endure forever. He would have fed them also from the finest of wheat, and with honey from the rock would I have satisfied you. You may have heard in the midst of this psalm that part of the celebration that is going on here is remembering how God delivered the children of Israel from the land of Egypt. But you'll also notice that not only is there celebration, but the psalm turns quickly in the middle to a lament over Israel's unbelief. How soon they forgot God. How soon they did not listen to his voice and did not worship him. In the midst of this, God himself speaks through the voice of the prophet Asaph. And you can tell that it's God speaking because the psalm turns in verse 6 to begin speaking in the first person. And it's God saying about his own people, I would do this, I would fill your mouths with good things, if you would listen to my voice. So I want today to show you how these words speak of Jesus Christ in the language of the Old Testament, and especially the language of how God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. I want to read verses 7 through 10 again, and then point out the ways you can see Jesus. Beginning in verse 7, it says, you called in trouble, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, if you would listen to me, there shall be no foreign god among you, nor shall you worship any foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. In this passage, you can identify that exodus of the people of God, the bringing out of the children of Israel from Egypt. You might remember that he did that through a variety of plagues, 10 plagues that he brought on the nation of Egypt. And the final plague was when the angel of death went through the land, but passed over the houses that were marked with the blood of a lamb. The blood of that lamb signifying a substitute for the death that the angel was bringing to those who rejected God. Now, when God brought them out from Egypt, he brought them out and tested them, it says, at Meribah. And there they were running short of water, and they complained against Moses and against God. They even tempted God by saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" But in God's goodness, he miraculously provided water. That was when God told Moses to take his staff and to strike a rock in the presence of all of Israel. And water flowed out of that rock, providing for all of the people. So I've told you what is in the background of this psalm, but now let me show you Christ. So Jesus is the Passover lamb. It is his blood that satisfies the wrath of God, causing the angel of death to pass over us. He is our exodus. He is the one who brings us out. He delivers us from slavery to sin, and he redeems us to newness of life. He is our rock in the wilderness. Think of what 1 Corinthians describes. He is the spiritual rock that followed along the children of Israel, providing living water, and that's another allusion that Jesus himself gives. To the Samaritan woman at the well, he offers living water so that we might not have death. And he is our true manna. Think of John chapter 6. Commentator Ash says, "Everything foreshadowed in the Exodus redemption and wilderness finds its substance in Jesus." And as we sing this psalm throughout the month, I want you to be thinking about Jesus. Think about how the rock, the water, the manna, the lamb are all prefigured there and prefiguring Jesus. But let me highlight and draw out just one more thing. Because the verses that I read, you might also recognize. "Hear, O Israel, and I will admonish you. Listen to me. You shall have no foreign God among you." Does that sound familiar? That's the first of the Ten Commandments. "You shall not worship any foreign God." That's the second commandment. "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt." That's the preface to the Ten Commandments. And in a sense, Jesus is using these through the mouth of Asaph the prophet to speak of the deliverance that Jesus would bring by laying down his life on the cross. It is the answer to the question that happened at Meribah. They were brought out, they had no water, they complained, is the Lord among us or not? And he provided water, and then he brought them to Mount Sinai. The Lord himself appeared on the top of Mount Sinai with thunder and lightning and fire and smoke, and he spoke and the earth shook, and he gave the Ten Commandments essentially as an answer to that question. Is God among us or not? Yes, indeed. They witnessed that. They heard it, and they received his law. "You shall have no other gods." There is no other God. "You shall worship no other God. I am the Lord who brought you out of Egypt." Answer to our questions then, as we meditate on that, may be a very timely comfort to you. We go through times of trouble as well. As you meditate on this, you can hear the answer that God gives. "Yes, indeed, I am in your midst, for there is no other God." And you will express that. You will find comfort in that, in the worship that we bring to the Lord. And he adds very poetic invitations to experience that. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. They were thirsty, they were hungry, and God provided everything that they needed. I will satisfy you with honey from the rock. Not just water, but honey. Beautiful, poetic invitations to come to Christ for salvation. And I would warn you that if you close your mouth and reject Christ, you reject his blessings. But if you open your mouth, he will fill you with salvation. So let's sing this together. With those words of explanation, I hope that you'll recognize Christ in the midst of this psalm and the invitation to salvation. Psalm 81, we'll sing the A selection first. Please stand to sing.